You're listening to Men's Health Live with Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin. It's your turn to join in on the conversation. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+.
This is Men's Health Live from Men's Health Magazine.
Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine. If you turn to page 102 of the latest issue of Men's Health, you will see a story that you will not be able to resist. It was written by one of our editors here at Men's Health, Ben Court. Ben is here to talk with us. The story is called Keep the Beer, Lose the Belly. Ben, keep the beer, lose the belly. Are you serious about this?
We are. The sad thing, unfortunately, is that I didn't realize that you could actually keep the beer and still lose the belly until after I spent a whole month not drinking alcohol. But during the process of actually reporting the story, all the experts I talked to were saying, you know, you can actually, if you can drink in moderation, which is two drinks a night, up to 14 a week, then it can actually help you with your weight loss effort, which was
Wait. You mean drinking beer can help you lose weight?
It seems that because you're allowing yourself to have two drinks, you can then resist other things, whether it's like a cheesecake or something else. But the key thing is that it's only two drinks. That's the hard part.
But it's
part.
Not. So there's no magic. It's not the beer diet. You're not saying drink beer, lose weight. You're saying if you manage your calorie intake and your exercise and the rest of your diet responsibly, you can still have your beer. And if your beer makes you happy, then you might be happier dieting.
Yes. Or you might just be happier in general. And you'll actually live longer too, which is something else that came out of some research. The research is mostly in wine drinkers. But again, it seems like there are cardio benefits, heart healthy benefits to drinking wine and drinking beer, again, in moderation.
Hmm. So we're talking with Ben Court. He's one of our editors here at Men's Health. His story is called Keep the Beer, Lose the Belly. Think about that. Keep the beer, lose the belly. Ben, I love beer, but I'm always afraid to get started because – I don't want to be a fat guy. So,
right. So
help us understand the process you went through and what these experts told you. I'm drinking two beers a day, up to 14 a week.
Right. And that's the key thing is the minute you drink more than two, then in terms of your total calorie intake and the effect of alcohol on your metabolism and the effect of alcohol on your brain in terms of drinking is definitely something that is enjoyable. It also leads to riskier decision making. You know, we all think of it in terms of other things like driving or even things like beer goggles. But it turns out that
eating.
Beer goggles also apply to food. So you actually crave fatty, salty carbs, burgers and fries, all that stuff is actually physiologically triggered, or the desire to eat those things is made more intense when you drink like three or four beers.
But you're saying when you drink in moderation, like two beers, you usually can control your appetite better, so you don't binge out on all the junk food as well.
Yes, and it's also learning to try to drink slowly. And so, and this is another tip that, you hear, but I actually tried it a lot and it definitely works. And so if the first thing you do, again, at a moment where you might be tempted to just pound a beer, like when you walk into a bar, if you drink a cold glass of water, it will actually, you'll kind of parch your thirst. But it basically means, I don't know, I think every guy I know is always, you go into a bar and that first sip can sometimes be, a third of your beer.
Yes, a long, hard sip.
Yeah, and so that's one way of just trying to slow down so that you don't hit that two drink limit straight away. But the other thing to note is, the experts also define moderation as up to four. So if within a week, if you have that 14 limit, you could have four one night, but you just can't have four. You can't have more than four often.
It seems to me like a lot of this is about sort of being conscious both of what you're drinking and what you're eating. Because if you're, first of all, you're drinking beers, it's calories. You've got to account for the calories. And right. You've also just, once you're drinking, you don't want to move into that binge eating thing. Ben, thanks for joining us. His story is keep the beer, lose the belly. Keep the beer, lose the belly. That's like music to my ears. It's in this month's issue of Men's Health. And coming up next, more useful stuff from this month's issue of Men's Health. You're listening to Men's Health Live.
Men's Health Live with Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin is presented by Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction. Visit BarrettJackson.com.